Our tour of NFL headquarters continues, and we found Dan Helley. He's a host of NFL Total Access, one of the best football shows around. So you guys do awesome work here, and this is where it's done. Are you enjoying your time at NFL Network?
I am. I've been here four football seasons now, a Washington, D.C. native, and first TV job in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Pretty cool.
The first NFL game I actually covered as a member of the media, in which I got paid, not very much, but I was getting paid, was a Vikings game way back in the day, way back in 97, 98.
Lots of things to talk about with the Vikings this offseason. So let's start with Adrian Peterson, a man who's kind of been at the forefront of the team's identity for the last decade. It appears that he'll be moving on, and the Vikings have moved on with the signing of Latavius Murray. So Adrian Peterson, his career with the Vikings, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wish it could have ended a little better for him. Last year wasn't the same Adrian that we've been used to seeing when he's been healthy, and obviously wasn't fully healthy for a good part of last year. But anytime you throw up, you know, less than 2 yards per carry, that's not the Adrian Peterson that we remember. And I hope he can catch on somewhere and have another good year or two, maybe win a championship. I'd love to see him just swap spots with Latavius Murray and replace him with the Raiders, because I think that would be a good situation for him. And when you talk to, you know, any of our analysts, whether it's Heath Evans or Michael Robinson or Nate Burleson was in here last week, James Jones was a guest analyst a couple of weeks ago, most of them seem to think that in that offense, Peterson could be pretty productive still.
Well, a guy who could maybe pick up some of the burden that Adrian, you know, he produced so much for the Vikings for so long, so the Vikings need some production on offense. One of the guys who could do it is a man that you're familiar with, Stephon Diggs.
I love Stephon Diggs. He's from Maryland, went to high school right down the road from where I went to high school when I was at the NBC station in Washington, D.C. And I remember his first training camp with the Vikings. We had a reporter who had been out there for a couple of days, and he came back, and I said, so what'd you think? What'd you learn?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I know the wide receiver coach pretty well. And he said this Diggs kid out of Maryland is already the best route runner on his team.
Deep shot. Diggs caught at the 35-yard line.
We have a superstar emerging. This Stephon Diggs was good last year. He's better now. Great read by Sam Bradford.
And then, as you remember, that rookie season, as the Vikings tend to do with rookie receivers, they rolled him out really slow. He wasn't even active for the first couple of games.
That's right.
And then he had a big second half of the season, and then last year played better. I'm still waiting for that first 1,200-yard season for Diggs, and I think it's right around the corner. He's a special kid.
In this day and age in the NFL, are you comfortable with defense being a team's identity? Because I think a lot of people would say that is the Vikings' identity, is a defensive team. Do you like that?
I love it. You know, when I was growing up a huge Redskins fan, the good Redskins teams that won all those Super Bowls were certainly known for their offense. Of course, Joe Gibbs took three different quarterbacks to Super Bowls, which is pretty amazing. But the reason they were so good was because of all these stallions on the defensive side of the ball. And I always like to say with the Vikings defense, in terms of Anthony Barr and company, you have a lot of tent poles on the defensive side of the ball. You have a lot of guys that you can build around. I'm fascinated by the fact that you have a 39-year-old corner that's coming back for his 15th season in Terrence Newman.
Yep.
Golden Tate stopped immediately by the veteran Terrence Newman.
What a tackle. Terrence Newman is such a throwback. The ball is thrown out quickly. He reads it.
As I get older, I appreciate longevity more than anything else.
Yep.
I mean, 15 years in the National Football League. You know, I work with a lot of guys here who played a long time in the league, and most of them still look pretty close to how they did when they played.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what we learn about a guy like Terrence Newman, is that he takes care of himself, takes care of his body. And I like the fact that he stayed in Minnesota and didn't leave.
I think Coach Zimmer really values that. You know, Coach Zimmer wants to go out and get new players who are really good, but he also values those veterans who know the defense and can kind of help grow those young players, but also still contribute.
Well, I think it's important, and not every team in the NFL does that. You got to hold on to your own, especially when you feel like they've been contributors and can continue to be contributors. Obviously, it's not possible to do when a guy when Khalil gets offered the kind of money he gets offered by Carolina. You can't keep everybody around, right? So you have to find some adequate replacements, and I think they have.
All right. Well, thanks for the good chat. Thanks for having us out to your studio.
No problem.
This has been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Dan Haley, host of NFL Total Access. You can catch that on the weekdays, 7 Eastern, but 6 o'clock Minnesota time. Make sure you don't miss that. Catch all the great work that Dan and his crew do.